gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. It's Wednesday, the 23rd, 2019 of the wonderful month of October. We got Pork Chop back. We got intern Chloe, Liv, of course, McKenzie, myself, Joe. So I would say we're playing at 100% today.
That's right. Gang's all here.
How you doing, McKenzie?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. What'd you do yesterday?
Well, I left the show. I went to Eat the Frog Fitness, got a workout in. Then I went and got some food. And then I had to run. I saw my friend Jess for a little bit. And then I went to go see my friend Melissa. I got my hair did.
Ooh, I was just about to say something.
Fresh to death. It was fun.
I took a note on my phone. I'm like, remind McKenzie that she got her hair did.
Yeah, so it was fun. So yeah, I just got it just spruced up a little bit. So it was fun. That's like my favorite thing to do.
McKenzie
like,
keeps on turning her head left to right. I'm like, are you okay? She's
isn't
like,
it
yes.
So bouncy and just healthy and fun? That's a big thing for me, especially being blonde. I always want to try to, you got to keep the integrity of the hair and your hair really healthy. That's important to me. Because a lot of blondes, they put so much bleach, and then you like literally your hair can start falling out.
That's no good. That's what happened to me when I tried to do the M&M thing. I tried to bleach my
hair. Did you really try that one time?
I did. It burnt really bad. My mom did it. So I think that's why like I'm pretty bald. Like my hair started going when I was like 18.
Just the tips or like the whole thing?
The whole thing. Like not in the sides, but like right down the main part of your top of your head. And that's where all the hair's missing. And that's where it burned.
Oh, man.
Does my head look good? I did a loofah.
Oh, you did?
Is it shiny?
Yeah, it's super shiny today.
Thank you.
We're so fresh.
I try. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was very, very, very busy. But I think I squeezed in like a 25-minute nap. I was going like out while I was sleeping in the 25 minutes. But I think I was like a decent amount of time. So as long as I can squeeze like a 20-minute nap in or something
that's
during my
best.
Day, that is absolutely the best. Most times it's in my car in between places.
That scares me to sleep in my car.
Why? I mean, as long as you're not in like a closed garage.
I don't
with
know.
It on.
Yeah, you're
and
fine.
And I know I'm a dude. I'm just afraid of people like, hey, man, give me everything you got. I'm like, oh.
Do you have an SUV?
No, yeah, I think I do, yeah.
It's
I think
like a small
SUV. Wait, what do you mean you think you do?
Well, I don't know, yeah. Well, my
do you
whole
have a sedan or a 4x4?
It is, yeah, it's an SUV. It's a small one, though. It's not a big, big, manly
but
one.
But here's the thing. It's not like I'm napping, like, in the nighttime in, like, a sketchy part of town. Like, I'm doing it, like, in a parking lot where there's a ton of people.
Okay. Well, I was asking because you could climb in the back of an SUV. That's what I do, like, because I have tinted windows in the back. So, like, you can climb and just cuddle in a blanket if you just got to
do
a
quick
snooze.
No, in my luck, a cop would be like, sir, what are you doing back there? You're under arrest for indecent. I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything.
You can sleep in your car. It's not illegal.
Okay, well, you ladies are braver than I am. Speaking of brave ladies, Pork Chop, no, kidding. How you doing today, man? What's up? Good to have you back.
I am good, thank you. I had something happen to me yesterday that I've never had happen before, and it was freaking amazing.
Ooh. Well, that's good.
My boyfriend massaged my feet.
Ew.
And that is the most amazing feeling.
You've never had a foot massage?
In the world, no. I felt like I was walking on clouds for the next 12 hours.
OMG.
Can you believe that? I highly suggest, like,
get
massaging.
You a man who'll rub your feet.
Yes, your significant other's feet or having them do it to you. Oh my gosh. Maybe you have to be good at it.
I suggest you hire somebody. Like, I love my wife. I'm not touching her little Piggly Wiggly's feet are so gross.
I think it's so interesting because people are so on the fence with feet.
Yeah.
Like, I swear half of the U.S. absolutely hates them, is repulsed by them, almost has like a phobia of them. Like, I know people that, like, it's legitimately a phobia. Like, you cannot take your socks off near them, even if your feet aren't even by them. Like, absolutely not. And I know half people that are just like not bothered by them at all.
Like, my feet are the grossest feet you'll ever see. Like, I feel bad for anybody that's ever had to clean mine up. But it's, I mean, I'm happy to hear that.
Gosh,
that sounds awesome.
Your feet are gross, actually.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I just remembered the picture.
Maybe take a shower, and then after the shower, have him massage your feet.
Ooh, this could be a box of shame punishment, Joe. What if you have to give us all foot massages?
Oh, no. I would legit pay money not to do that.
I don't want him touching my feet. I don't know
your
why.
Feet aren't worthy of my man paws. Now, be honest. Did it lead to maybe some toe sucking?
No.
Ew! Gosh. That's like next level.
It actually led to a calf massage as well.
Ooh, and then?
And then what else did he massage?
And then a quad, a hamstring, a groin.
Oh my gosh.
No, my groin, I need this rubbed down.
No, that was that, and that was good. And yeah, yesterday we took a long road trip, which I think we're going to talk about a little later.
All right, well, I look forward to hearing more details about that. We told everybody you're on the road going to pick up your dog, but we didn't know the whole scenario and all that, so we want to find out more about that. Yeah. My day yesterday, nobody really touched my me except for myself. other than that, somebody appreciates my jokes. I appreciate that. I did suck a few things yesterday. I'm trying to be more, and this is like basic stuff, but for me, it's a big deal because I'm finally being less sloth-like. I went and took my dogs an hour walk. I've done that a couple of days in a row because I need to get out there and get their exercise. I've tried to do yoga. My back's hurting. I'm going to go see a chiropractor today, but it's overall just my weight's the biggest issue. But I got in some good yoga, and I'm proud of myself because I was like, all right, I'm going to do it every day because it's not that hard. It's like a 25-30 minute like little DVD, but I feel so good after I'm done because I'm really starting to loosen up the tightness in my legs and in my back. So I got that in, and I feel good. And I'm telling you this, Joe's journey today, we'll do an update around 8-7 Central. You need to follow us right now on Instagram. It is Joe McKenzie, because we're going to post something to our social, which I've never done before, but I think this is going to hold me accountable. So I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know, Liv, I'll have to go over it with you if it'll get flagged or not.
I already know what it is.
I don't think you
and
know
I don't
what this
know.
Is. Yeah, okay, but it's a big day today. We have a lot going on. Also, we'll be hooking you up around 8:10, 7:10 Central, just after Joe's journey, with your chance to win Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
Ooh, I want to see this.
Movie screening passes from our friends at Fandango. But before we do all of that, we got so much to do with Mackenzie and the tea. What are you working on this morning, Mackenzie?
Oh, we certainly do. Sarah Jessica Parker reveals the secret to a happy, healthy marriage. And is a Goonies reboot happening? Man, I hope so. We're going to spill the tea.
Pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Ooh, let's do this, shall we? We're spilling the tea, starting with Game 1 of the World Series. Went down last night. Astros fell short to the Nationals 5-4. But I'll tell you what, Nicole Scherzinger from Masked Singer and of the Pussycat Dolls just killed the national anthem.
And the Rockets rock along. That our flag was still there.
Girl can sing. I was having a moment listening to all this. I was like, oh my gosh, there's nothing more beautiful to me than the national anthem, especially when someone sings it like an angel.
Yeah, sing, little angel, sing.
Sing, pussycat doll, sing. You get it, girl. Well, Sarah Jessica Parker, I don't know if she can sing, but she is revealing the secret to her long-lasting marriage to Matthew Broderick.
I really like my husband. we've been together 29 years, 28 years, and I really do like him. I'm sure I'm annoying, and, you know, there are times that he annoys me, and that's what makes it interesting.
That's what makes it interesting. So you gotta, sometimes when you don't love each other, you gotta like each other and vice versa.
Well, I'm sure my wife would agree. I annoy her, so there I go.
There you go. Well, Corey Feldman is talking a possible Goonies reboot. What?
I would love to work with Spielberg again. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with Donner again. And Sean and the guys. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're like a big family. Mm-hmm. All of us want that to happen more than anybody. But it can't happen unless it's right, and it's got to be right in the minds and the hearts of the people who created it.
Yes, well, I'm sure he would love to work with Spielberg again, so we'll keep you posted. He does want to do a sequel to the 1984 hit. He says that he and co-star Sean Astin did pitch an idea for a new movie, but it didn't happen, but they're not giving up. They're still trying. So remember when he did his singing attempt?
Yeah, with those little angels.
If you
don't call it an attempt,
video,
he did it, Mackenzie. He did it.
Corey Feldman music. It'll give you a giggle.
Chills.
Oh, man. Good for him, though. Just put it out there. And lastly here, Selena Gomez's new album just dropped new music, and her single is called Lose You to Love Me, and we are going to play it for you in its entirety in less than 10 minutes. The entire video, it's really cool. Black and white is shot entirely on an iPhone. We're going to give you a first exclusive listen in less than 10.
We'd always go into it blindly.
Sneaky peeky.
We'll
play the whole thing coming up.
Wonder who that song could be about.
Well, it's really cool. She's so vulnerable. I'm wondering if they pushed it back till after the wedding, because wouldn't that have been interesting had when Justin Bieber and Hailey got remarried, if they play, if she released
they
the album
dropped
like the
it.
Same time.
They should have dropped it on the wedding day. Like, boom!
Boom!
How you like that now? Here's my wedding gift for you.
But she just dropped it, and if you want to listen again, less than 10 minutes, we'll play it for you.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. My wife, Lindsay, wow, she did something the other day that it was hot. I mean, bottom line, I don't think she was intending to do this, but it just it made me feel all sorts of ways.
Did you guys make a baby?
833-563-2539, maybe. What's something you can have your significant other do that just, I mean, almost like turns you on? You're just like, and it's a simple thing too. You're like, wow. That's coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Sorry, you guys could have told me there's toilet paper hanging from the back of my leg. Gosh.
Yeah, from your shoe. You have a nice trail from the men's room.
I look like a mummy. Hey, anyways, it is Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Where do we begin? Well, how about at the beginning? A college student is suing Juul after being hospitalized with pneumonia. His suit claims the vaping company falsely advertised its product as being safe. The 21-year-old first took a hit of the e-cigarette at a college party. 1 year later, he nearly died. He first went to the doctor complaining of a sore throat. He was prescribed Tamiflu, which is kind of what you do when you're sick. Mm-hmm. I think we probably all have had that in our day. And yeah, his symptoms got worse, though. He was having trouble breathing. He was vomiting, dry heaving, and he couldn't even eat or drink. He had sepsis and pneumonia.
Oh,
that
geez.
Is, that could kill you.
Yes.
His lungs were 80% filled with liquid.
He was liquor.
Well, it could have been liquor. It was college.
Yeah,
I think I have some liquor this morning. He was placed into a medically induced coma for 8 days. When he finally got out of it, he had to relearn how to walk. So this is really serious. He's now suing Juul, claiming it's responsible for the drastic deterioration of his health. Listen, I'm not saying that like cigarettes don't kill you, and I'm not saying that like Juul's not bad for you, but like, isn't that something you know? Like, nowadays we know. Back in the day, we didn't know, because doctors were like, hey, smoke a Marlboro.
Isn't that crazy? Like, we could smoke on planes, and people smoke when they were pregnant. But I was saying, with Juul and all these like e-cigarettes, it's like there's no long-term studies because it's so new. So if people that jumped on the bandwagon, I was just like, you might want to think twice, because they don't know long-term effects. Hence, all these deaths and all these sicknesses and illnesses now coming out.
Like, I feel bad for the dude, but I don't think you can sue them. Like, you did it for a year. You knew you were doing anything. I don't even care. Like, I'm not against smoking weed, but you know you probably shouldn't be putting something into your lungs. That's just basic, you know, science, right?
I mean, you're kind of just rolling the die, seeing what happens.
All right. Porkchop better watch out, because he's always saying this word. No, I'm kidding. A Massachusetts lawmaker has introduced a bill. It's an act regarding the use of the offensive word that could become a crime. He says if you call someone the B word, like a female dog in heat, but kind of in a derogatory way, you could have a $150 fine for the first time. Repeat offenders could get up to 6 months in jail. And a $200 fine. I'm not worried about the fine, but going to jail for saying the B word?
Wow.
Listen, I don't like...
How are they going to regulate that?
I don't know. You better not be listening to Too Short. That's his favorite
crazy.
Word. You better not go there. But I don't know, man. Do we really want to regulate words? I mean, I don't like certain words either. I shouldn't say them, but it's like we're going to start putting people in jail for saying words.
I just feel like there are worse words also than the B word.
I would agree. I would agree, Mackenzie. Okay, police are not liking this, but I personally, I do like this a lot. Google is rolling out the ability to report speed traps, kind of like Waze did. They're using it for Google Maps, and it's actually going to make it so that police are not happy about it. Google said they believe informing drivers about upcoming speed traps allows them to be more careful and make safer decisions when they're on the road. Police say...
Like different routes when you're speeding.
Yes. This is the route I should speed on.
This is like for me. I need this.
Do you ever use Waze? Like it's an app where if you never have...
When I'm like renting a car somewhere new or I don't know, yes. But not typically.
I like it though too. Like not only to avoid speed traps, but a lot of times it's pretty accurate. Like if there's a big pothole somewhere in the highway or something to avoid, it'll usually say that and it's pretty accurate.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't see it all. So I'm like, whoa, there it is. It was dead on. Police say though, this isn't good. This is going to reveal their location for checkpoints. It's also going to put those drivers and their passengers and the general public at more of a risk. So
you know what makes me mad? I talked about this before. When cops are staked out at the airport, like on your way to the, like going into the airport.
They know you're probably late,
because
right?
They know you're probably late. You're hurried. You're stressed. And I was like, how terrible.
Mackenzie.
I just think that is awful. Someone like radar, and then you get pulled over, you get a ticket, you missed your flight. I mean, have mercy.
It's like, Mackenzie, funny
style.
Seeing you here again. Third time this month.
Right.
And have you heard of the male white bellbird?
I know it well.
No, you don't. It just earned the title of being the loudest bird on the planet.
What?
Scientists measured the Brazilian bird's shriek at 125.4 decibels. That's slightly higher than a typical rock concert. That's 120 decibels, like if you were to go there, but a bit lower than an air raid siren, like, you know, like when the world's ending. Are you ready to hear the audio?
Oh, I can't wait.
This is loud. Cover your ears.
That sounds like a fire alarm
or
something.
It is like, hey guys, get out of the hotel. somebody pulled it again. Pork chop, hey, we got to go.
Could you imagine if this wakes you up? Rise and shine.
That's actually, that's the original audio of Kylie Jenner before they did any auto-tune to it.
Feeling that, that's her, yes.
This is her saying, rise and shine. Yeah, I'm just throwing out the real audio so you know. Okay, wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News, Major League Baseball, the Nationals beat the Astros in Game 1 of the World Series, 5-4, your final there. Game 2 is tonight in H-Town. NBA, the Pacers kick off their regular season tonight at home at Bankers Life Fieldhouse versus the Pistons. The Rockets, they get going tomorrow night. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandmackenzie.com. Quick question, can anybody here in the room whistle?
A little bit.
Pork chop
That's
can.
Chops.
Liv sounds like she's...
Okay, here's Mackenzie.
All right, hold on. Weak. Intern Chloe.
Intern Chloe.
Grab intern Chloe.
Hi.
Can you whistle?
No.
Let's hear you. Okay. Oh, wow.
No sound coming out.
Pork Chop uses that for all of the high school boys on their walking by.
What's your whistle?
Hey, boys.
Hey, I'm not single anymore.
That's true.
Doesn't mean you don't
he
do
used
it.
To. He used
Anyways,
to.
That was song so of the last day week. Involves whistling. Song of the day. Your vote decides which song best represents that category, and we play that song for you. Today's category, songs with whistling. Yeah, ladies, how you like that whistle? All right, Mackenzie, we will have you go first today for songs with whistling. What did you pick?
This was tricky because people kind of called dibs on the first like two songs I knew with whistling, and then I had to do a little research.
What am I going to do?
What songs have whistling? So I went with an old school song, The Bangles Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
I find that offensive.
But that was lots of whistling in there. Yeah!
All right, Live the Web Girl, get your whistle on. What song did you choose today?
I chose the song Whistle by Flo Rida. I totally forgot this song existed, but it's so good.
You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby.
Okay. Pork Chop, you were off yesterday on a special assignment. Did you miss it?
I did. I missed it. But Song of the Day caused me and my boyfriend our first ever argument.
Oh, what?
Oh my gosh.
Of course it did.
He said, for Song of the Day whistling, I should choose Bruno Mars' The Lazy Song, but I guaranteed him that Jules Santana, There It Go, is going to win for the whistle song.
Okay, time to whistle at her. Hey, girl, you made my whistle blow. Dig, don't bring it here, baby. Dig, don't bring it here, baby.
I get to see Pork Chop and his boyfriend in the car yelling.
I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises!
He guaranteed that mine won't win, and he said if mine doesn't win, I have to sleep on the couch tonight.
Oh, I doubt that one. Your own couch?
Yeah.
He's kicking you out of your own bed, so you have to sleep on your own couch.
I told you this was bad news. One weekend, he's owning your stuff.
Yeah. So I need you to vote for me to help me sleep in my bed tonight.
All right, well, it's I say funny. It's actually sad. I am in the same position as Pork Chop. Yesterday night,
Lindsay kicked you out of the bed?
I told my wife, I'm like, hey, I think this is my song for Song of the Day. She's like, oh, no. If you pick that song, you're going to lose, and everybody's going to laugh at you. And I was like, but babe, it's one of the greatest whistling songs of all time. She's like, I don't care. You bring so much shame and embarrassment onto our relationship and our marriage that people at work judge me for your bad song choices. So I need you to vote for me today. I hate to do this, but I need your vote. So it's a classic, guys. And listen, I feel like Mackenzie would have picked this if I wouldn't have got to it before her. It is Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yes, I love this song.
By Bobby McFerrin. Oh, come on, Bobby.
Don't worry.
Oh, what a great song that is right there.
I need that in my life. It's so relaxing.
Suddenly had to yawn.
Oh, but it's so relaxing and good. You guys all had arguments with your significant others over songs.
We did.
I argued with my imaginary boyfriend. It was crazy.
You're like, we are no longer seeing each other.
He's
That's
like, don't
it.
Pick that girl. I'm like, I'm going to anyway.
Fine, you always do what you want anyways.
Apparently, me and my boyfriend are the only ones in a healthy relationship. No, I'm just kidding.
Which really says a lot about everybody else's relationship.
I think he knows the theme today.
All right. Let's get the voting right now. 52140. Text the word song. Here are your choices again. Mackenzie had Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals. Liv had Whistle by Flo Rida. Pork Chop has There It Go, the whistle song by Jules Santana. And myself, Joe, I went old school. Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry if you don't know the name. I didn't know his name either, but I knew the song. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll play it next here on Radio Now. Song of the Day. The voting has now concluded. The calculation begins. Pork Chop and Rosie are busy doing that. Let me recap for you the songs that you could have voted for at 52140 by texting the word song, S-O-N-G. You could have went with Mackenzie's choice, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals. All right, it's a good one. You could have went with Whistle by Flo Rida. That was Liv's choice.
Here we go.
Banger.
Okay. Could have went with Pork Chop's choice, There It Go, the whistle song by Jules Santana. You okay over there?
I forgot to vote.
It's too late, Liv.
Shoot, I do that every day.
And I even reminded you to.
Yeah, we both did.
I already have the results.
Oh, okay. Well, let me recap everybody. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay, and finally, Don't Worry, Be Happy. That was my choice. If that ain't a whistle, then I don't want to hear a song that has one. All right, so Pork Chop, the results.
Ironically, Liv and I were separated by one vote.
What?
No,
you're joking.
It'd be more dramatic if you're like, me and Liv are tied.
I know. I'm kind of hoping Joe wins, because I want to hear Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I feel like that song will be last place. Not that I'm trying to make it happen, but I
over
just...
Over Walk Like an Egyptian? I don't know.
Yes. Coming in last place.
Oh, no.
We'll see right now, Mackenzie.
Scared.
With 9% of the vote. God, that is such a low number. I'm embarrassed whoever had that. Mackenzie.
Guys, this was a stretch.
I told you, Walk Like an Egyptian is offensive.
The band The Bangles is just like the team The Bangles.
It sucks.
Wait, do you really feel like it's offensive, the song, Walk Like an Egyptian?
No, nothing offends me. People get butthurt about everything. I was just kidding.
I feel like they walk amazing, so everybody wants to walk. Like
coming
that.
In third place with 17% of the vote. Joe Pesh.
Oh, I voted for you, Joe.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Are you laughing about Chuckles?
I'm just laughing because I always get second place, I feel like.
Is that like growing up in your household with all the other sisters? You were never the first?
Oh, I definitely was not the first. I wasn't the second. I wasn't the third. I was the fourth in everything.
Coming in second place with 31% of the vote.
Oh my gosh, he's closing his eyes for this announcement. Breathe.
Pork Chop does not have to sleep on the couch tonight. Live the Web Girl, second place. I am the winner.
I'm shocked.
I will say, I forgot completely about Pork Chop's song. I didn't want to say this because I didn't want to persuade any votes, but I love this song. I used to listen to it when I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
41% of the vote, by the way. All right.
It's not enough he got first. He's like 41%. He's like, yes.
Yeah. When I win, I have to give you all the statistical information and make sure you understand
and
the results.
And we know Cody was not going to not sleep with you in your bed tonight.
Yeah,
let's be
no
real.
Way. Also, I do have to say, you missed it yesterday, but Mackenzie won yesterday. And when I told her she won, she was in legitimate shock. She's like, what?
I thought
I was like Miss America when someone says you're runner. I thought like she said second. I was like, come again? Like,
I can't believe this is happening.
It was great.
So cute.
All right, well, here's our Mr. America right here.
Chopsies,
missed you. That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
Mackenzie, let's kick it off with you this week. What are you into?
Okay, so it's really cute. A lot of people ask me like, hey girl, what do you do for beauty stuff, skin stuff, all the things. So I discovered this really cool little device. It's from Skin Gym.
Skin Gym.
And it looks like a little roller. I'm sure you've seen a lot of these kind of all over the place on Instagram stuff, but it's a rose quartz workout set for your face. And it just
a workout set
for your face. So it's like, looks like a little like stick. And it has on the end of it, it has a rose quartz like little roller, and you just literally like roll your face with it. And I'm telling you what, I don't know if it's doing wonders for skin, but I'll tell you what it does do. It gives you like a little radiant glow. It makes everything kind of circulate. And if you ever have like sinus pressure issues, it feels so good. Yeah, so like in the morning when I'm trying to wake up, I just do a little roly, 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 and I love it.
I think I've seen it before. Is it kind of like a little mini, like a dough roller kind of?
Yeah,
for
it looks
your face,
like a dough roller like a pinwheel for your face, because we don't realize when we get up, you have facial tension and like you have like, you know, fluid and stuff.
Of course.
From sleeping. It just kind of helps gently roll it out. And it just feels really good. So they have them in all price ranges, of course. I personally like the rose quartz one, but you can check them all out. Again, it's called Skin Gym. There's Nordstrom, Ulta, Sephora. They're everywhere online.
Dope. All right, Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, I'm into this show, and it's like a singing competition kind of, but like really cool. It's like a hip hop and rap competition, and it's only on Netflix. And the three judges are Cardi B, T.I. and Chance the Rapper.
Dope.
So it definitely is not a show, like a singing competition you watch with your family. Like it definitely is kind of like PG-13 R-rated, but it is so good. The talent on there is unreal, unbelievable. It makes you want to be a rapper so bad. And also Cardi B, T.I. and Chance the Rapper's just chemistry they have together is amazing. It's Cardi just saying absolutely crazy things, T.I. just dying laughing at it, and then Chance just being like, sheesh, like the entire time. It's
I
love it. So, so good. Check it out on Netflix.
Cardi B news coming up when I spill the tea in less than 8 minutes.
All right, dope. And speaking of Chance the Rapper, Liv, you just had him in there. This song I've been into, I was hanging out with my little brother, Michael. We went to the Colts-Texans game the other day, and he just wanted to hear the song, and I've heard it, but now I get stuck in my head. It's like an earworm. It's by Chance the Rapper. It's called Hot Shower.
Hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just called a plug and his phone was unplugged. I was looking at Doug like, ooh, ooh. Dude, that don't even make no f***ing sense. Like having f***ing arguments for paying 50 extra cent for barbecue. Saucing on the workers at McDonald's. I don't want to sit and argue. Good burger should have taught you we all dudes. And I'm all professional and proper, but my baby mama stopped me in the meeting just to airdrop me some hot, hot water, hot shower.
I like this.
This is one of my favorite songs off of his brand new album.
I love it. I haven't heard this. I really like it.
All right, cool. Hey, all these will be up on our Instagram. If you follow us, it's Joe McKenzie. We'll put a swipe up link so you can check out everything that we talked about. And if you ever have anything too, maybe we can mention it. We don't know about everything. Send us a DM, maybe something we should talk about next week for what we're into here on Joe and McKenzie. Coming up next, we'll find out what's happening in the tea with McKenzie. And boy, coming up in about 20 minutes, I want to talk about this. A very famous, relationship expert says it's okay to cheat on somebody like one time and not tell them.
What?
Yeah, I'll explain more. I would love for you to join in this conversation. Even if you disagree, or maybe you do agree, and if you got experience with this too and you don't want to tell us your name, you could be anonymous. The number to call in, 833-563-2539. Has everybody heard of Dr. Ruth before?
Oh, she's so cute. Okay. How old is she now?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I feel like she's always been like 100 since I knew of her, but she's awesome.
Technically, she's dead. No, I think she's in her 90s.
Okay, but she knows her stuff.
Yeah, and she says if you've cheated once, you probably don't need to tell your partner about it. Dr. Ruth said, if you cheat once, regret it, and are happy in your relationship, you should not tell your partner. If you had a one-time indiscretion and ended up cheating on your partner, chances are you have at least a little bit of guilt. That doesn't necessarily mean you should tell your partner about what happened. If you cheated, it was a moment of weakness. If you felt guilty enough to swear off affairs for good and feel happy in your current relationship, it could be best to keep it, you know, just a secret and move on. Just because you cheated once does not mean you'll do it again, according to Dr. Ruth. And she says, disclosing your affair may not make your partner feel better. It could make them feel worse. I understand honesty is the best policy, but I kind of think Dr. Ruth has got a point. Whether you're in a relationship for 1 year or it's a 25-year marriage, don't get me wrong, if Lindsay cheated on me, I'm sure it would hurt, but just my thought process right now, and we want to hear yours, 833-563-2539. It's happened. Like, it already happened. We're not saying should you cheat. It's like, you did cheat. Do you tell them? Mackenzie, what do you think?
Do you think, what's interesting?
I say
do you
no.
Think,
I
do
say
you
don't.
Think once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yeah. I mean, something's further into this article that you can read. She says some people, they cheat. They just need validation to feel like they're important. Then once they have that, they have the confidence in their relationship. Then she said there's other people that'll cheat all the time, which I believe both of those. We all want to feel good.
I always look at, in everything in my life, intention. So it's like, okay, so what was your intention in stepping out? What's lacking in that relationship that you weren't getting that you felt you tried to get somewhere else? That it could have nothing to do with your partner. Like you mentioned, it could be your own insecurities. You need validation, which really brings me to the fact a lot of people cheat down. Which I find so interesting. Like, we talked about Tiger Woods. And, like, Elin, his ex-wife, is stunning. And then some of these hoochies that he stepped out with, what, 19 or so? I was like, ugh, really? But it explains that, because they're looking for that validation.
For example,
he was maybe a sex addict. Sure,
that too. My wife, Lindsay's actually out of town. She's traveling with her company.
You're batching it up.
No, I totally am. But not me. But if my wife was to cheat on me, and I don't think she would, you know, but if she did, let's say she had some wine tonight.
Would you want to know?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't. Now, if she continuously cheats, yeah, I want to know. But if it's a one-time thing, me personally, I don't want to know. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm a double standard. Like, I would, if I ever cheated on my wife, Lindsay, I would hope that she would forgive me and we should stay together. But I'll be honest with you, double standard, I understand. If she cheated on me, I'm done. Like, there's no way. I just know in my head, I don't know how I could work out the marriage and be together forever, even though I agreed to do that. So I don't want to know. Now, if she gets pregnant, I want to know. I want to know because I want to know if that's my kid or somebody else's kid.
This is so like Maury. I wanted to ask you this.
You are not the father.
This, I feel like it's worse. So I feel like if it's like a one night total physical thing, it's different than if it's like an ongoing, like really vibing with someone, really emotionally connecting with someone. I think the emotional is so much worse, even if they don't do the physical act, because you're stepping out and you're like connecting with someone else on a whole different level. I mean, the physical act, obviously super disrespectful, but that's like a wham bam one night thing done. Never see them again. So I think there's different levels.
Okay. What about you, Chops?
Yeah.
Can we define cheating? Is that, you know, like, is that hitting a home run, flipping pancakes?
Cheating.
I would say it's more than making out. You got to touch body parts.
Nah, I think that making out is considered cheating in my book. If I'm my relationship right now, if my significant other or I even make out or kiss someone else, I think that's cheating because that's not what you signed up for. Like, right. That is cheating on what you expect of that other person. Expect my significant other to not be touching anyone else but me, to not be kissing anyone else but me. And if he does that, then he's cheating what my expectations are. Now, I do think that cheating can come in all sorts of different sizes and packages. Like, I don't think it's black and white. Like, I think there's a lot of gray area. Like, I think people can cheat in a moment of weakness and lust. Like, not because they're looking for something else in their relationship. Sometimes that is the case. But I also think sometimes people cheat because it's a moment of weakness and, like, the lust of it all, they gets way too far ahead of them.
Let's say, and I'm sorry to even put this into existence or out in the atmosphere or whatever. Let's say Drool Daddy this weekend gets drunk. You're doing something else. He makes out with a girl. They just kiss and make out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to know that? Because that's going to me, if it's a one-time thing, because I think he's a good guy from what I know, that's going to be in the back of your mind forever that he did that to
See,
you.
See, now I think that if he did that, I definitely would not break up with him. Like, if it was a one-time thing and he regrets it, I wouldn't break up with him. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I don't want to know. But then at the same time, like, I kind of do want to know because I don't want him to carry on to that guilt.
Okay. Okay.
And I feel like it's different too, like when you're married. Like, I knew a married man that was making out with a chick at a bar, but like his wife, I just felt bad because I was a work event and everyone saw it. And I felt so bad for her because she didn't know, but they had three kids. But he's like, oh, this girl was smoking hot. But it's like, ew.
Okay.
I was like, what a scumbag. And like, they stayed together. She never knew. But like, when she would go to like, then the wife went to like the Christmas parties and stuff. Like, everyone else saw your husband at a bar with some, you know, slew, just a makeout sesh. I just was like, ugh.
I know it's interesting. We all agree cheating shouldn't happen. But if it's one time, do you really want to know? Dr. Ruth says you probably shouldn't say anything. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
All right, I didn't come up with this, but everybody thinks I did. Dr. Ruth, she's a very famous old lady, like 93 or something, relationship expert. And she suggested that if you cheat once, you may not want to tell your partner. If it was just a one-time fling thing, do you really want to bring that up? Because they'll never forget about that. And it may not be that bad. Now, if you're continually cheating, yeah, you shouldn't do that. And we're kind of torn on this one. We all think cheating's bad. But do you say something?
Like, one time, is ignorance bliss? Would you want to know?
I don't want to know. Lindsay, if you're listening, please don't tell me.
What if they find out on their own, though? It's worse.
And I just think there's different levels. Because if, like, they stepped out with someone, a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, betrayal came on fast, is different than, like, it was building up. They're into this person. They're like, have feelings and emotional. They want to be with this other person. That's different, obviously.
All right, let's go. We actually have a couple of anonymous. So we'll go to anonymous number one. Hey, anonymous, what did you want to say?
excuse me. Well, thanks for having me on. So early in my relationship with my current wife, she cheated on me with my best friend. So, you know, I was young, pretty stupid, I would say. She cheated again, and I stuck with her. The second time was pictures, but I still find that to be a level of cheating.
So, like nudes?
These behaviors, yes. So, you know, I think if they're going to do it once, you know, that's a lack of respect and a lack of communication and willingness to share, you know, the issues that are going on in the relationship. So if these habits develop early on, you know, one and done, you know, that's not going to stop. That type of mentality ended up being carried throughout my marriage. 6 years later, three kids in, you know, it's falling apart now. So,
Wow. All right.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Anonymous, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. I appreciate your honesty because that's a perspective I don't think any of us know.
Yeah.
We all have thoughts and theories, but you're actually going through it. Let's go to our other anonymous this morning. Hey, anonymous, what did you want to say here? Is it something that you would actually keep quiet if you cheated once, or should you say something? Would you want to know?
So I personally never cheated, but my girlfriend cheated on me. And it was a one-time thing, but she told me. But I kind of agree with you, Joe. I feel like if she wouldn't have told me, because I'm like you, like if I cheat, I will hope she forgives me, but I couldn't forgive her.
Of course, and that's a double standard. We all understand that, so ladies don't kill us, but that's just being honest.
Yeah, so she told me, and I basically kind of felt like an ass because I basically thanked her for telling me in her honesty, and I just left.
Oh.
And then broke up with her because I just couldn't look past.
How?
Get past the fact that she would cheat on me because she said I was her everything and all that. And
how
she
long
took
ago?
It through it all the way.
How long ago was that?
That was last year.
And have you talked to her at all since?
I have not.
Ooh. Was the relationship good when she stepped out? Or were you guys having problems? Was it dead? Or what was the status of your relationship?
Well, I don't know how it was through her eyes, but my eyes.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Jessica. By the way, this is on our Facebook page. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. Go find it and like it. In Houston, to search for Radio Now Houston, because we would like to hear your thoughts on this. Jessica, what are your thoughts? Do you say something if it's a one-time thing? I mean, would you want to know?
I would want to know because I was in a relationship for like 8 years, and he continuously cheated on me. I was young, and I just forgave him. But my thoughts are, if you're going to cheat once, you're going to cheat again. And if you don't talk about it the first time it happens, it's way more than likely to happen again. But just from my personal experience, I think that if you're going to do it once, you're going to do it again because you've already lost that respect for me and our relationship. So,
were there any telltale signs? Did he just...
Yeah, we were young and like... We started out in high school, and that's when a lot of it started. Like, in the beginning, it was really good. And then when he went off to college, he was hanging out with people that he shouldn't have been hanging out with, basically. And I was telling him, like, this is going to get you nowhere, and he didn't like that. But it was one of those things that he didn't want to be with me, but he didn't want to be without me. And I was just young and dumb and thought I loved him. And I obviously grew to know that that's not the case.
Are you with someone amazing now?
Yes, I am.
Yay.
Well, that's good.
Happy
I'm
ending.
Glad it worked out.
Yes.
But I think that's the one thing. It's tough, especially with high school relationships. It's a whole new world. It's like a brand new fishbowl when you get to college. It's like, whoa. So not justifying it, but I can see that's tough to work through.
Sure.
Jessica and everybody else, thank you for all of your calls. Box of Shame. Oh, man, I'm not looking forward to that. Coming up in less than 5 minutes here on Joe and McKenzie. Then just after 8:10, 7:10 Central, we are hooking you up with Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, movie passes, thanks to our friends at Fandango. And also in between there, Joe's Journey, something we've never posted, I believe, before on our Instagram. You want to follow Joe and McKenzie. I'll also share it on mine, Joe Pesh Radio, but give that a follow because that's coming up. A lot of things coming up here on Radio Now. Producer Porkchop, you were out yesterday, and we kind of shared you were on, like, a special assignment. What exactly happened yesterday?
Yeah, so I had to go pick up my dog from my ex. But I want to say first, it was originally my ex's dog.
Okay.
But when me and him got together, the dog kind of definitely became mine, too. So
what's the dog's name? What kind of dog?
Her name is Chloe. She's half mini pincher, half chihuahua.
Hey, aww. There's another Chloe here. Hi, Chloe, intern Chloe.
And
we love Chloe's.
She's 11 years old, and unfortunately, up in Michigan, where my ex's mom lives, they had another family dog there that kind of grew up with Chloe, and that family dog passed away.
Aww.
So I was like, you know, I got to go back up there and get... I always say my dog. It's really our dog, even though we're split.
And your ex was cool with it? Like, yeah, you can take the dog.
Like, he was totally... There was an understanding beforehand if we ever split. Like, we knew, like, that we couldn't keep Chloe away from me.
Aw.
So I made the 5-hour drive north to get the dog. And I brought my new boyfriend with me. And luckily, so we left at noon and got there at 5 p.m. My ex was working from 4 p.m. to midnight. So there was no, you know, seeing the
overlap.
Ex. Right.
We were
no
wondering
overlap.
If there was going to be like a dramatic moment where your ex opens the door, your new man's in the car, you're trying to get the dog,
no.
and what happens? And then Joe had these crazy outlandish ideas that you would all like fall in love.
I just thought, I thought the tension would lead to something else, and that maybe it's like, well, maybe we shouldn't fight.
I
we
was
should,
like, that's not going to happen.
We should talk it out. We should love it out.
So we did go up there to my ex's parents' house, and we picked up the dog. There was one point where I had to go to the bathroom, so it was just like my new boyfriend and my ex's parents in the room together.
Weird.
That's so awkward.
I think they bonded and like had a good time because my ex's mom, she's like my mom. You know, I mean, me and my ex dated for 7 years.
She's like, hey, you guys are Eskimo brothers. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you all think that, like, you'll still have a relationship with your ex's parents since you were so close to them? And does your current boyfriend have a problem with that?
Yeah, I definitely think there will be a relationship, and I don't think he has a problem with that. Right now, that might be a little rough, but I think he'll get over
it
and understand it.
That will depend on, because I've dealt with this situation as well, I think that'll depend on how well you guys treat each other. So, like, if you and your ex are cool, you'll have a relationship with his family still. If you guys aren't cool, then you might want to just lay low for a bit.
Something crazy did happen. On the drive back, we actually stopped at the Applebee's that he works at and had him serve us.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
You just wrong with you.
He would poison your food or spit in it.
Wow. Way to rub it in.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
You would never. You're so sweet.
So we took the drive back. We didn't get back here till like 2. I went to bed at 2 a.m.
What time did you guys leave?
We woke up on time like I wanted to, 8 a.m., but like there was so much to pack. We didn't leave till like 1 p.m.
Pack?
What the hell do you have to pack?
Up a dog.
Oh, I totally forgot to tell you. My ex left a lot of stuff at my house, so I brought that all with me.
So the ex has not been really feeling you having his stuff, so he wanted his stuff back, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. So,
well, yeah. that does happen when relationships end. Spoiler alert. Give me my stuff back.
Whoa, but the ex is more mad about that Chopsies has moved on, I think. Because he's like, I don't want the new man touching my stuff. And like, who cares about
that? By
like,
that, I mean Pork Chop's butt.
No, but I mean, whatever. But you gave the stuff back. That was so sweet. You drove all the way. See, I think that he should have met you halfway. But that was very cool that you drove all the way.
Yeah, that would have been shorter for you, for sure. It would have been a 5-hour day instead of a 10-hour day.
Yeah. But we're glad you made it back safe. And you got your dog, Chloe. That's amazing. And everything went well with not too much drama.
And I thought my dog, Chloe, was going to hate him. But, like, she, like, fell in love with him. It's so weird.
With Cody?
Yeah.
The new boy?
Yeah.
Sorry,
the new boy.
Well,
the new
it's
boy.
The second time you guys have said his name
Hostage
on the
boy.
Air.
Sorry, didn't mean to say his name.
Boy.
X-Nan saying his real name,
Sorry.
Intern Chloe, delete that from the podcast.
I like him. He's so cute and fun.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad everything went well. I'm kind of bummed out that things didn't, you know, take a turn for the romantic side.
You're so random, Joe.
Sorry, I love love.
You love three-way love.
Okay, of course I do. Now, hey, I don't think we have time today for the box of shame, so we'll have to...
Yeah, right.
Convenient.
So we'll have to probably just do somebody new next week, okay?
No. You gotta do it, dude.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I can't believe, did you see that Chops were gone, but he rolled a one?
Yes,
And you should thank Chloe, because she rolled high for you. Yes.
I saw.
All right, fine. I face the box of shame. I find out what my punishment is, and we do it live on Instagram. So follow us, Joe and Mackenzie. After that, we got Joe's journey, my weight loss update, and then your chance to win movie passes. Turd buckets. Good morning. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and it is time for me to pick out my punishment from the box of shame. I rolled the lowest number yesterday. I rolled a one, and it's time to face the punishment. That's pretty much it, right?
It is. We have so many fun new dares in the box of shame. Some of them are Halloween themed, so this is going
to
be fun.
I hope we don't have to go anywhere because I don't have gas in my car, so this could be
I don't
a
either. I'm on gas.
Oh, no.
So I need
well,
to get gas.
You're not taking my car. I've already went through enough punishment. All right, let me...
Okay, this could be anything. We have a thing in there that's like scarecrow, where we get to put you up on a thing and stuff you with straw, like stuff your clothes.
No, that'll itch.
What else do we have in there? Pumpkin head.
What the heck is pumpkin head?
You wear a huge pumpkin on your head for the rest of the
day.
Is
that what the pumpkin in the hallway is for?
Yes.
There's the one, go to the tallest city in the building and stand nude on top of the building.
Did you say go to the tallest city in the building?
The tallest building in the city.
And somebody put tacks in the box of shame as a joke.
You guys are so funny. Hey, look at, I'm bleeding and I could have a disease. Great.
We didn't do it. We just noticed it.
All right. Can I reach in?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's the one, take a cop's gun.
Ooh, I'm getting, hold on. One in the corner. One in the corner.
What'd you get? You got something. What is it?
It's not terrible, but this sucks because I have to do a public event tomorrow. I don't think it'll be good. Tic-tac-toe face.
Yes! Ah, yes! I'm so happy that's finally out of there.
Yes, that's been in there for a long time. So what? We get to draw it, but your face, because you have a beard, mm-hmm. We might have to make some adjustments and do your head and play tic-tac-toe
on
your head.
No, on top of my head?
Yes!
Yeah, tic-tac-toe head.
So much space there. This would be great.
All right, so what do I do?
You sit and Mackenzie draws.
Okay, who wants to play tic-tac-toe with me on his head?
I guess I will.
Okay, yeah!
I'm weird about like writing on skin, though.
It's like a tattoo. Okay, I gotta take my headphones off.
Sucks. All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, it's just tic-tac-toe.
I'm gonna draw the board. This is so hilarious.
Why'd you draw a line down the middle?
What are you doing? That's a huge tic-tac-toe box.
You gotta make it symmetrical.
Oh my god, Mackenzie, it's not. Like, there's no way you're gonna get more than one game in my head.
I feel like we're prepping for surgery.
There's so much space. Your head is amazing and shining and smooth.
Thank you. I did loofah last night.
I'm gonna be X's.
Okay.
I guess I'll be O's.
We're playing tic-tac-toe head because I have a beard on my face. Describe what's going on, somebody. There's I can't see the game.
Okay, so Pork Chop's trying to figure out, because this game is strategy. They're playing tic-tac-toe.
On top of my bald head.
On top of your bald head, on your bald head with permanent marker. But also, this game is strategy, so who's going to win? Because we know Pork Chop is extremely competitive.
I have two X's. I just need one more to nail this. Ah, oh, he blocked me.
If you go on our Instagram, at Joel McKenzie, you can see this live, by the way.
Does this feel good on your head?
No, it doesn't. It's marker. All right, so what? That was a cat's game? What's happening?
No. So it's still going. There's no winner yet.
Does this tickle?
It feels weird. The ink is kind of giving me a headache.
Oh, whoa, Mackenzie needs one more. One more.
You're going too close to my eyes. Now they're in the back of my head. This
honestly,
is...
if I were them, I'd be writing so much thicker. Wait, Mackenzie got it!
You did not win. That's an O right there.
I know, we didn't win. Nobody won. It's a
cat's game.
All right, stop it.
It's a cat's game.
All right, is there room for one more game?
Yes.
Mackenzie, that's way below where it should be. People are, Mackenzie. Oh, I hate this show.
Seriously, you need to go on our Instagram, at Joel McKenzie, because now they're writing in, like, the crevices of his neck.
Yeah, you can't go in the hot dog space. What are you doing?
This is actually a blast.
Hey, Mackenzie, that kind of looks like a male genitalia.
Don't draw a ding-dong on there.
Add a little something.
I have to do something at the zoo tomorrow.
Dude, I don't know how you're going to get this off because it is truly all over your head.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I'm not.
That is not an X or an O.
That was an O. Oh,
it did not feel like
so
that's an X.
So close to winning.
It is like all the way down your neck. Like
you guys,
not
that's not my head.
This is not tic-tac-toe face. This is
stop
tic-tac-toe
it. That is below my head. God, you guys suck. Are you done?
Is that your ex, Mackenzie?
What are you doing? That is not an ex.
No, that was an ex. I was helping Mackenzie out.
Here's the next move. We're all autographing your head.
Stop it! Okay, get it. Get out of here. All right, that is tic-tac-toe head. I'm Joe McKenzie.
How do you feel?
I feel mad.
That was so... I feel like an artiste.
All right, can you guys take some pictures so
you
I can see what it looks
phenomenal.
Like? God, I feel like Mike Tyson.
Can I write something on your forehead now?
No, get back. All right,
you look so cute.
Hey, there's a lot going on. We got Joe's Journey. I want to give you a quick update. By the way, you also want to go to our Instagram because you'll see something there that you've never seen before for that. And then right after that, we will be hooking you up with movie passes to go see Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. So don't go anywhere. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
You look good.
Wait, is that a... You guys draw a ding-dong. How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
I just hit send. It is now on our Instagram, Joe McKenzie. Wow, I hope I don't get flagged, first of all. But second, I just feel like it's a drastic move, and I decided to do this. Nobody even brought it up or suggested it, let alone pressured me to do it. Hey, it's Joe. Joe's Journey. And I figured I got to really hold myself accountable now. I got to start sharing, like, numbers on air. Not that weight matters necessarily, but I want to share what's on the scale. But I also wanted to put a before photo up. So right now, if you go onto our Instagram, you will see me in my underwear. Kind of like Porkchop usually sends out to people. No ding dong, though. You'll see that. You can swipe through. You can see my actual weight as of today. And I got a side view on there, too. But yeah, I'm trying to hold myself accountable and try to get healthy. I have been doing yoga. I have been walking my dogs more. They're basic things. But to be honest with you, I have realized that I've been depending on people too much to be my solver, my solution to fix it. And I've been looking for like a magical answer for somebody else to help me. And I have to help myself. So I'm still trying to figure out the nutrition part, which is the biggest thing besides exercising. That's my biggest struggle. Like, we've all talked about it, but I just, once I have that in place, I know Joe's Journey will really take off and I'll get the results on the scale I want. But I just realized I'm like, I wanted one person to help me out with this fitness place and then another. And it's like, I do appreciate the support if anybody does want to help out with Joe's Journey. But at the end of the day, like, I can't make excuses. There's people that don't have gym memberships that still lose weight and get healthy. So that's just an excuse.
First of all, I'm so proud of you. You're doing your yoga. You're doing your walking. Like, you're getting moving and you're doing it. Even if you just start literally at like 5 minutes a day. It's the fact you're like, you are doing it. And consistency is key, because you could have a killer workout, but maybe if you only do it one day a week. No, it's even just do a little something every day.
Yeah. Well, if you do a big workout and you're all sore and stuff, and you can't work out the rest of the week anyway. So start small.
But even just like walking opposed to taking the elevator, or when you go somewhere like Target or something, like parking far away. So you walk, you know, just like make little changes.
All right. Well, the official weight that we're weighing in today, it's on the Instagram, Joe and McKenzie. It is 394.6. So that's where I'm at right now. It is October 23rd, 19. And I don't have a set goal I'm trying to do each week. I just want to lose weight. I just want my clothing to get smaller and smaller, and I just want to regain mobility and feel better, because my freaking back still hurts. I can't have a hard time putting on my socks. Little small goals like that, I'm going to be happy. So I appreciate your love and support. If you want to go check it out right now on Instagram, it's Joe and McKenzie. If you really want to see a lot of weight loss stuff, because I'll do way more on my personal, you can do that too. It is Joe Pesh Radio. That is Joe's Journey. All right, you guys ready to give away some Maleficent movie passes?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, call now, 833-563-2539. We're going to play Catchphrase, McKenzie.
Ooh, my favorite.
All right, do you want to be a Team Joe or McKenzie? You get to choose, and hopefully you'll win. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Here we go, playing Catchphrase up for grabs. Fandango movie passes to go check out Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Let's go to the phones and go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team McKenzie today?
Let's go with Team McKenzie.
Woohoo, Ash! Let's do this, woman. Okay. Ashley, it's our girl squad.
McKenzie. Yeah.
All right, got you locked in right there. And then let's go to Lexi. Lexi, you're going to be on Team Joe today.
Sweet.
Yeah. You sound like it. You're excited. All right. Really easy to play Catchphrase. We can pass one time on a word. We have to say it exactly as it's written on the paper in front of us. In the event of a tie, producer Porkchop will explain how overtime works. Ladies always choose. So, McKenzie, do you want to go first with Ashley, or what do you want to do?
I'm going to ask my beautiful partner, Ashley. Would you like to go first or second, doll?
Let's go ahead and go first.
All right, Ash.
All right.
Now, straight off the top.
These are Maleficent-themed words.
Oh, wow, we're getting a little category help. Okay, nope. I hope I get the same luxury.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, cool. Ladies, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we will begin Catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh, a devil has two of these on their head.
Horn.
Yes. Dungeons and...
Dragon.
Yes. Not a queen, her daughter is a...
Princess.
Yes. Oh, every rose has a... Every rose has a...
Oh,
you might prick your finger on this rose.
Thorn.
The stem. Yes. Oh, I'm going to place a blank on you.
A spell, a curse.
Yes. Ooh, when you go into the woods, it's also known as the... With trees. Horse. Yes. Ooh, I'm waiting for my blank on a horse. Shining armor.
Prince.
Another word. My blank in shining armor.
Knight. My
yes. Knight. Oh, I put this on my head if I'm a royal.
A crown.
Yes! You got them all, baby. Woo! 8 out of 8.
All right. No pressure here at all, Lexi. None. This is totally a cakewalk. Are you ready, Lexi?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Let's catch phrase in 3, 2, 1, go. Blank godmother.
Fairy.
Yep. Okay. You do this when you go to bed at night. In your bed, it's what?
Sleep.
Yep. Okay.
Dream.
Oh, blank. Quote the blank nevermore.
Wait again.
Yes. Okay. A place where you can get food. White blank. They have sliders.
White. Castle.
Yep. Okay. He was a famous singer that died. He wore purple.
Prince.
Yep. Okay. This is the animal blank. It's like a huge event, like a huge.
Kingdom.
Yes. There we go. Something four legs you ride on. It goes neigh.
Horse.
Yep. Okay. Don't go chasing blank.
My heart.
No. It's like a bunch of Oh, it falls down like.
Nope. You lost.
What?
You just said the word.
I didn't say the word.
Yeah, you did.
I said falls down.
Yeah, you said it falls. Waterfall? Waterfall. You said it falls.
It's okay. It would have been just 7 anyway, and Ashley got
no,
8.
No,
so.
We would have got it! I am so sorry, Lexi. We came a little short today.
I totally blame you.
Hey, you sound like my
it's
wife.
Okay,
all
Lex,
right, cool.
You were amazing.
Ashley, congratulations. You. You're the big winner today.
Yay,
getting hooked
Ashley.
Up with Maleficent Movie Passes. Thanks to Fandango.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. By the way, I don't recommend actually doing that. That could result in some serious trouble if you were to slap them in the face. But it brings up a very interesting question that we want to hear from you. What does your coworker do that you cannot stand? I will open the floor here if everybody wants to be in the circle of trust. And we can call each other out, for example. But it could even be previous jobs that we've had. It doesn't have to be here on Joe McKenzie. And then hopefully you'll call in. If you need to be anonymous, we get you. We got you.
Disguise your voice if you must.
833-5555. 563-2539. So, Mackenzie, let me ask you, what does or maybe what did your coworker do that you just couldn't stand? You just wish you could go up to him and be like,
this is ironic, being that I just filled your water bottle for you, hey?
Yeah, you're not annoying. I appreciate that.
I'm just a big person that hates mouth noises. So, I've had a coworker in the past that just would like, I just hate mouth noises, and I just was like one of those people that always made mouth noises.
Like when they were eating, or how, where
just
did the noises
like
come from?
In general, yeah. And it was just, and I've also had this is a real deal. And Chops will know what I'm talking about. People that kind of are like hog all the good stuff. You know, like some jobs have benefits, like oh hey, you get to go do this, or you get to go do this. And I was like, okay, everyone takes their turns and get something like that. And I've worked with people that were so greedy and just always took everything and didn't share the love with anybody, and I just think that's annoying.
Yeah, who would do that? No names to be mentioned. Okay. 833-563-2539. Liv Porkchop, by all means, feel free to speak up. I feel like you want to say my name.
This is a slippery slope.
No. Not at all. It's just hard to take you serious with the tic-tac-toe on your head.
Yeah, if you missed it, we did tic-tac-toe face earlier for the box of shame punishment that I had to face. We have IGTV. It'll be up there later, Joe McKenzie, but it's actually up on our live kind of video from our story if you want to see that. But do you have anything, Porkchop? I mean, you've probably, I think, out of everybody here, have probably had the most, I think, line of work jobs besides radio. Could be wrong, but, I mean, is there anything that coworkers done? You just, oh, I can't stand when they do that.
I just can't stand when people don't pay attention to detail.
What?
Yeah. You know, like instructions.
What?
What are you saying? I can't?
No, are you looking at me or Liv?
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh, I got Liv's attention. She's listening, listening.
Man, this is like so passive aggressive right now.
No, but I said this in general. I said I wanted people to call in at 833-563-2539 so they could share what they can't stand about their coworker. They're just like, oh, when they do this, it's so annoying. But I want us, it's kind of like a therapy session for the show.
It is.
Because I know I'm annoying. Just tell me what I do.
And no one in this room, but in a past job I worked with, panicky people drive me nuts. I'm like,
she's so talking about me right now.
No, but I'm like, take a breath and calm down, because you're responsible for the energy you bring in the room. And I worked with someone and we actually nicknamed him Panicky Pete. But he was like always running around like a chicken with his head cut off, and that's like so counterproductive, because you're not going to do things or do them well. Like, calm down and then get to work. But people that are just off the handle all the time, it's just like, simmer down.
I say this with all love, but I won't call it names, hopefully they don't think we're talking about them, or maybe they can connect the dots, but we have some people in our building. I'm the biggest, I want a plan, I'd like that thing laid out. That's just how it is. Everybody can't stand that about me on the show, because I become really annoying with it. I'm sorry, but that's just how I am. I'm working on it. But we have people here that are supposed to maybe provide us certain details. It's just, we're a detail-oriented business, because we have to know the information that we have to communicate. And when they don't get it to us, it's like, I asked you about that last week, and I think we did that the week before, and it might have been 3 weeks ago that we said this is how we're going to do it, but you're not doing it. So it can be a little annoying. I guess I'm annoying. I don't turn your mic on.
I feel like there's a difference between like annoying and people that you don't like, though. Because like, if you want to slap an annoying coworker, that's like a different vibe to me than like a coworker that you don't like.
All right, then let's hear which coworker you want to slap and which one you don't like.
I don't know. I can't really think. I don't know of a coworker that I don't like, but I can think of maybe like, I don't know. I don't know
three
what
coworkers that you would
slap.
Like, I only have two hands.
I can't pick one, guys.
And I feel like everyone
kidding.
Has their day.
For
like,
sure.
Sometimes I hate someone, and then the next day I love them.
And I think, too, like, I'm very self-aware. Like, I know I can be annoying, because I never read my emails, ever. Barely ever. And I also am forgetful. So I know that I'm probably so annoying to Joe for those two reasons a lot. And sometimes I can be a little bit of a know-it-all, or like think I'm right, which can be annoying. So I'm very self-aware. Like, I know when I'm being annoying. So I feel like that also makes me a little bit less annoying.
That's
maybe
big, though, to realize like, oh, sometimes I do this. I mean, huge, because usually people don't realize that.
Right.
You know what
I'm
very
self-aware.
I hate when like your boss, when the first thing out of their mouth when you see them isn't like a hello or a greeting, but it's when they start barking orders. You know, it's like, hey, I need you to do this on table 50 or whatever. It's like, oh, right. Hey, nice to see you too. Actually, I haven't clocked in yet, but let me clock in real quick.
Yeah, and you're like, can I get a hello?
Or like this morning, someone was like, hey, did you get this ready for the game today? And I was like, yeah, good morning. Let me
also
do that right
away.
How did I greet you, Porkchop?
Porkchop! Oh, my God, you look so good. Are you using castor oil?
Yeah,
what is that? You look amazing!
Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Hey, if you got something, we will hear from you. 833-563-2539. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and we are taking your calls at 833-563-2539 about, you know, coworkers that just annoy the crap out of you. Today is National Slap an Annoying Coworker Day, and everybody during that song started slapping me.
I can't believe you let me slap you.
Well,
that kind of felt good.
I kind of liked it.
and we just love slap.
Let's go to Carrie this morning. Hey, Carrie, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. You got an annoying coworker. What are they doing?
Yes, I just want to say that I love you guys, first of all.
Aw, love you more.
But yeah, I have an annoying coworker who thinks she does hurt my job for me. And, I mean, she has no idea the amount of work that I do every day. I'm in management and she's below me, which is fine. I started out where she is, but she definitely is not doing my job.
Okay, then what is she doing?
So, like, she thinks if I ask her, I'm in apartment management,
okay,
and she thinks if I ask her to make copies and things, that she's doing my job for me, and I'm like, I have a lot on my plate.
Yeah, like
so
one little thing.
I'm
it's
pretty
like,
sure you're not doing my job for me.
And Carrie, you're delegating.
I photocopy that for you. Don't forget that, okay? Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call at 833-563-2539. Now, Liv, I wanted to give you more time. You mentioned somebody you wanted to slap during the break. Did you want to talk about that on air?
She's ignoring you.
Okay.
She's giving you the stink eye from the corner.
Oh, the one finger salute.
So I think it is you.
Hannah. Hannah, good morning. You're on Joe and McKenzie. You got an annoying coworker?
Oh, my God. So I recently got a new job a couple of months ago, and so I'm still trying to figure out where things are. But I kind of cleared out a couple of drawers on my desk to put my stuff. And someone else came up because I'm at the desk to try and find something and started going through all of the drawers on my desk. And I'm sitting here kind of horrified, like when like she starts going down, and like the bottom drawer is my purse and like my makeup and stuff. So I'm like, what are you doing in my desk? And she gets to the middle drawer where I bring food that I brought for myself to work, and she's like, oh, candy, and like takes one up to eat it.
Oh,
like,
no.
Hello?
You can't put your hand in the candy jar.
Exactly. I'm like, this is obviously, I have candy out on my desk, and this is not the candy out of my desk.
Now, Hannah, let's go over some important details. What candy was she taking?
This is very important.
Peanut M&Ms.
Ooh, get out of here.
I know.
You almost hope she's allergic to them, don't you?
I wish.
Hannah, thank you for calling in. And even if it's petty, it's being honest there. We appreciate it. Let's do one more call here. We're talking about annoying coworkers. If you want to tweet us, Joe McKenzie, we'd love to see. Maybe you want to share some of that. Dee Dee, hey, what is your annoying coworker? What are they doing?
Yes, every morning I have my own classroom, and my coworker goes right behind me when I'm not there and rearrange everything that I put. And the kids know the order, but she takes my buckets and put it back. So, and I even have it labeled.
Dee Dee, I want you right now to tell your coworker, say, leave your hands off my buckets.
I do. I even have a sign that says, please do not rearrange my buckets. One bucket at a time, if you still do it.
All right, everybody
leave
listening.
Leave her buckets alone.
Leave her bucket, okay? Dee Dee scared me when she said bucket, by the way. I thought she said something else, but she said bucket. Well, I compose myself and clean my pants. Coming up next here on Joe and McKenzie, we got your dummy of the day. And this one, you guys, it involves dog poop and a TV remote. Kind of sounds like arguments me and my wife Lindsay have. We will do that and eat the candy that Pork Chop's opening or somebody next.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, this one sounds like me and my wife Lindsay when we have a little tiff every now and then, but it's not. A Florida woman was arrested after attacking her husband during an argument. What were they fighting about? Dog poop. Yeah, the two started arguing because the woman gave their dog human food. The husband said every time she does that, it makes the dog have uncontrollable bowel movements.
Yikes.
Throughout the house.
I understand that argument.
Yeah, I don't want to clean that up.
Right.
I mean, that's a hot mess. The two continued to argue and bicker. So the man said, you know what? Fine. I'm leaving. So he tried to leave the house. Mm-mm. That's when the wife got upset.
Mm-mm.
She pushed him. She scratched him, and she hit him on the head with a TV remote.
Hope that's wasn't the never the answer.
Hope it wasn't the universal remote. I mean, that thing does everything. She was charged with domestic battery. No word on if there was dog doo-doo anywhere in the house.
I was going to say, now everyone's hurting. There's dog poop everywhere.
Just a sad, sad story right there. I laugh because it hurts. That's your dummy of the day. Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. We have been playing the new Selena Gomez song, and let me double check the name of that song so I don't mess it up. Lose You to Love Me.
Yeah, so it just dropped. We're playing it for you every single hour, and the video is really cool. It's black and white. It's really simple. It was all shot on an iPhone.
Promotional, I bet. An iPhone 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am kind of in the background learning about this, but you're telling me it's a big deal, Mackenzie, and then Liv the Web Girl's got some drama too. So I guess, what do you know, Mackenzie? Then we'll get to Liv.
Well, I was just saying it would be very interesting should she have dropped this album during Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber's wedding, which just happened. They just had a big ceremony. Obviously, she's talking. Well, we can't say obviously, I guess, but it's most likely that she is talking about her ex. So Hailey is kind of being a little sassy, most are saying, about the new song.
Yeah, so people basically think that Selena Gomez released this song. Everyone obviously thinks that it is about Justin Bieber. She mentions words like purpose, things like that, which are calling out Justin Bieber's album Purpose. And she says things, in 2 months, you replaced us like it was easy. Obviously, talking about Hailey Bieber, used to be Hailey Baldwin. So she comes out with this song. I am not kidding. She drops it like 30 minutes later, might have been even sooner than that. Hailey Bieber posts on her Instagram story a screenshot of her Spotify, and it's I'll Kill You, the song, by Summer Walker. So everyone thinks that, oh my gosh, that's a subliminal message. That is basically a subtweet for Selena Gomez. And people are hating on Hailey Bieber for posting that on her story. Now, I think that when you are that big of a celebrity, like people like Kendall Jenner, people like Hailey Bieber, I think that they are so smart and they are so focused in on what they are putting out there and how they're portrayed, that she would have seen the weird coincidence if this just was a coincidence. I think she posted that on purpose.
Oh, no doubt that was on purpose.
You think so? Hailey seems like such a sweetheart, but she has been seen. I bet both the girls have like stalked each other's, you know, Instagram and all these things. But obviously, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Hailey got the guy, so but she should just be happy.
See, that's what I think, too. And I think Hailey, yeah, does seem sweet, but she also is, like, cutthroat when it comes to her man and it comes to Justin Bieber. And if you even read, like, old interviews when they have been broken up, she was cutthroat with Justin Bieber. But people are coming at Hailey Bieber, commenting on Justin Bieber's post and saying, like, when Hailey Baldwin threatens to kill Selena, like, Selena's the real role model, like, stan Selena Gomez for clean skin, block Hailey Baldwin, like, Justin Bieber cheated on Selena, and yet he was the one who constantly put out music detailing their relationship, and now because Selena realized she's worth a million times better, Hailey Bieber is out here threatening her.
Well, right. Summer Walker is the winner in all this. I'll kill you, because she's a new artist. She's the one that Hailey Baldwin posted. She is the winner. I will say, those fans are the worst. I'm telling you, like, some of the fans, I'm saying the bullies, because they, like, will go, the, like, some of the Swifties are awesome, some are terrible, some of the Beehive's awesome, some are terrible, some of Selena Gomez, their followers are terrible, like 12-year-olds doing death threats behind their little computer to other people. And this is just, it's gotta stop. Like, it's too deep, too much drama.
Dude, I get that. But is that not what Hailey Bieber is doing by posting I'll Kill You in her Instagram story?
That's
song?
Not a death threat.
No,
that's just kind of subliminal messaging.
But you think that a 12-year-old girl behind her Instagram is actually going to kill Hailey Bieber?
No, they're dumb. But
no, but I will say, I interviewed Selena Gomez and I asked her about her ex. You would have thought that I threatened to like kill Selena Gomez. Her fans were like, how dare you, queen? I mean, I'm a journalist. I was interviewing someone.
Fake news!
But it was like, and then they all started like fighting with each other. Justin Bieber's fans, it's Lena's fans, and they were telling each other, these little like 12, 13, 14-year-olds, I'll burn your house down and kill your family. But I'm like, guys, let's reel it in. Like,
you
get
don't
it
even
together.
Have a car to get there. If I was Justin Bieber, I would be eating this up right now. Like, that'd be so hot to see my woman just, like, defend me and, like, fight another chick that totally wanted me. And I'm
tough,
a bad
though,
boy.
Because I feel like
I screwed her up. I'm like, yeah.
Hailey got a different Justin than Selena got. And I understand that's probably really hard for Selena because he was kind of going through it and was, like, bad
boy. She put
boy.
In all the work.
And then now Hailey, and he's, like, reformed and very, like, religious. So I get the
but
hurt.
I also feel like this is, like, what you have to expect when you date someone that is of that caliber celebrity. Like, songs are going to be written about them. Justin Bieber has written like 10, if not more, songs about Selena Gomez. She comes out with like one, and Hailey Bieber is like threatening her, and it's just like being like petty about it. I'm like, girlfriend, Selena Gomez has like got to eat too, you know? Like, she can make millions off of making songs about Justin Bieber.
I just think Selena should thank Bieber for this song.
Oh my, please.
I just think it goes to show you, though, that someone that's like obviously rich and famous and beautiful and young, I mean, they still have haunting demons in their life. It doesn't make you happy, because obviously she's been through it.
I would like to try to have all that money and see how I'm doing.
Right?
Then we'll talk. All right. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. You know what gets me a little emotional?
What's that?
Beer and animals.
Beer and animals.
I'm not afraid to admit it. The reason we have you in, obviously, you're a great friend. Thanks for all you do, by the way, too. We got to do some really cool stuff before Mackenzie got here. They have a sloth exhibit at the zoo.
Oh, I know. And it was just National Sloth Day.
Yeah. We got to hang out with the sloths.
Did you, can you hold one?
The zookeepers do, but I don't think we do.
Yeah.
There was a pork chop incident.
Are there koalas at the zoo?
We used to have koalas, but we don't anymore.
I'm obsessed with koalas. Okay. But I love our Indianapolis Zoo is the best in the nation. Oh. I grew up in Indy, so I'm so proud. It's the best.
Thank you.
Now, the cool thing is we're having you in here, though, not to talk about sloths necessarily, even though we did get to do a little pound it, gave me knuckles. There's a big event going on tomorrow night at the Indianapolis Zoo. It's Zoo La La 2019, presented by Scarlet Lane Brewing Company. And this is an adult event, right? 21 plus?
It is. Leave your little ones at home, and guests 21 and older, this is just for you.
Now, is this a fundraiser? What's this event?
It is. Zoo La La is one of our fundraisers. We started this back in 2013. And to date, it has raised almost $500,000 for the zoo.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's huge. And the Indianapolis Zoo, many people don't realize, we are totally privately funded. We don't get any direct tax support from the city or the state. So fundraisers like this are huge for us to be able to support our animals and also our conservation efforts all over the globe.
All right, that's cool. Now, I know a little bit of the details, but I want to come to you, the expert. Obviously, going to be some brews there, 21 plus. Can you tell me about some of the breweries or how many will be there?
Oh, sure. So we have 20 breweries, and they are some of the best craft breweries in our region. So obviously, we have Scarlet Lane, but we have Metazoa, we have Big Lug. One of the ones that I'm super excited for, New Holland. So if you are a craft brew fan, you're probably going to know about their Dragon's Milk White Stout.
Be careful. First of all, I know about New Holland Brewing Company because I'm from Michigan originally. My wife and I love New Holland Brewing Company so much that we got some of our engagement photos done there.
Okay.
So I will definitely be there. The Dragon's Milk will knock you on your butt.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Strong but delicious. Kind of like me. Minus the delicious part. But,
I want to talk about the costume contest, too.
Yeah, sure. I mean, people really get into this. And, of course, we love the costumes that are wild-inspired. And you'll see a lot of costumes that are animal-themed, which we love. But you can come in any kind of costume. The wilder, the better. And we're going to have a costume contest. I believe you
and
Pork Chop are going to be emceeing that contest for us.
Now, if you were to have them be an animal, what animal would you have Joe be?
Oh my.
She's like, oh my.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hear what you say because I'll tell you what I'm dressing up as, and it's an animal.
Oh, is it? I'm seeing Red Panda.
Okay, good guess, but I'm coming tomorrow as a sexy rhinoceros.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, get it, boy.
And we're going to reenact the scene from Ace Ventura Pet Detective where it gives birth. No. I'm going to have Pork Chop be my little baby rhino. Come here, little rhino.
Chops, are you going to be a baby rhino?
I think I'll just go as myself, a pork chop, maybe a pig.
All right, well, the baby rhino will have to work in that scene then. I thought it would be a really big crowd pleaser. No, I actually, I don't want to spoil what I'm going to be. I'm not going to be an animal, but I think I will dress up for this.
Awesome. You should, a hundo.
So I'm looking forward to that. What else? I mean, there's a lot of activities too, right?
Yeah, for sure. So if you've ever been to the Indianapolis Zoo around Halloween, you know we've got lots of activities. And since this is a 21 and older event, we have brought those, made them a little bit more adult. So we have psychic readings, which
I'm all about that.
Yes. We also have pumpkin bowling, which is a lot of fun.
That sounds fun.
Very cool.
We also have a mirror maze. that you can kind of run through. It's really freaky. It is the same one that our younger guests use, but it's challenging. If you've ever been there, hopefully you'll go through tomorrow night. It's a challenge for the adults too.
Especially after some beverages, some adult beverages, exactly. Getting out of there.
I love that. All right, well, it's going down tomorrow night at the Indianapolis Zoo, Zoo La La 2019. Obviously, if you don't have your tickets already, you can purchase your tickets and get more info at IndianapolisZoo.com. Do we have a pair that we can give away?
Yeah, you sure do.
All right, awesome. 833-563-2539. We will give it to, somebody randomly that calls us right now.
And I was just wondering real quick about ZooBoo. How long does that go on? As a parent, I want to take my little girl out.
Sure. If you're coming to ZooBoo, this is your last week.
Okay.
So Thursday through Sunday, those are the last 4 days for ZooBoo this year. So
we
got to
get on it. Okay, cool.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you so much for being a good friend of the show, but also for giving these awesome opportunities to our listeners to go to fun events like this.
And we love your fabulous hair. She just chopped it. Looks so good.
Thank
Her
you.
Fall do.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't have a haircut today. All right. Carla Knapp, the public relations specialist for the Indianapolis Zoo. Thank you so much.
Woo!
All right, we'll
thank
get
you.
A, well, you're welcome. We'll get a winner at 833-563-2539. You know what, guys? Let's actually let's wrap up the show for today.
Yes, let's do it.
If you missed anything on the show, you can go to joemckenzie.com. Also, radionowindy.com. Just go there and you can check it on out. Tomorrow, we're going to have some group therapy. We'll be doing that around 7:30. Then at 8:10, another chance for you to win. We've got Maleficent, the Mistress of Evil. We'll hook you up with Fandango movie passes to go check that out. Mackenzie, what do you got going on for the rest of your Wednesday?
So I'm
going
to go to Eat the Frog Fitness. I'm so excited and get a workout in. And then my little girl has a fun play date. And so that's a little more mommy time. So I'm going to take a nap.
Nappy.
Yes, because I didn't stop yesterday. So
okay.
I'm going to do that. What about you guys?
I don't know. Live the web, girl. What do you got going on?
I have to run out to my second job at Cycle Bar, and then I have a training for Cycle Bar, and then I'm going to take a class before coming back here tonight. I am going to be on tonight from 7 to midnight if you want to listen to me again.
Ooh. Live after dark.
Live after dark.
And producer Porkchop, what do you got going on, man?
Well, I mentioned yesterday me and my boyfriend had to drive up to Michigan to get my dog from my ex, mm-hmm. and then drove back. Didn't get back here till 1:30 a.m., like a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
So went to bed at 2 and woke up at 4, just slept for 2 hours. So I'm going to do the Irish goodbye that Liv taught me about, just kind of slip out of here, go home, go to bed. And then I was hoping maybe you wanted to hang out today, Joe, the high 66. Want to do some disc golfing?
Might be able to. Can you do me a favor tomorrow, though? Can you not do the Irish hello where you come into work drunk again?
Hey, I will not. When was the last time I did that?
Two weeks ago?
Literally last
From
week.
My
well,
birthday.
Let's see. There was that time your birthday.
There was the time before that. There was a time where you met a random guy out.
You guys, I have a vision that there's going to be a holiday proposal, and I feel like his chops is moving so fast with his new man. I had a vision of it.
Like I said, thank God neither one of you can get pregnant. There'd be a baby already.
Oh, my.
Just throwing that out there to the universe.
Okay.
Yep. Hey. Magically, a man in Indianapolis, Indiana, has a baby.
I think she's talking about an engagement.
No, the engagement.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm a little loopy.
Anything could happen, though, I guess.
By the way, if you want to see what happened today with the Box of Shame, there's a giant thing of marker tic-tac-toe on top of my head from earlier. It's really embarrassing.
We just went rogue then. We all signed your head. I drew some smiley faces. Chops drew a little something special.
Yeah, that'll be really great at the zoo tomorrow. I'm sure they're going to love to see that. All right, well, hey, we need to get out of here, though, because we can't do any of this unless we say goodbye. So for myself, Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.